This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate on Saturday passed President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan in a party-line vote after an all-night session that saw Democrats battling among themselves over jobless aid and the Republican minority failing in attempts to push through some three dozen amendments. The Senate voted 50-49, with no Republicans voting in favor, on what would be one of the largest stimulus packages in U.S. history. At the White House, President Biden said the package will provide much-needed relief to a pandemic-weary American public.
This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive.
The bill has to be reconciled with a House version before it can be sent to the president for his signature. The president wants the package to become law before extended unemployment benefits for Americans expire later this month. Pope Francis honored Iraq's persecuted Christians by celebrating Mass on Saturday at the Chaldean Catholic Cathedral in Baghdad. It was the first time a pope has celebrated a Mass using the Chaldean rite that is known to most Iraqi Catholics.
Sulla croce si è dimostrato più forte del peccato. Nel sepolcro ha sconfitto la morte.
For his sermon, the pontiff delivered a meditation on the Beatitudes taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, that in God's eyes, those who are blessed are not the wealthy, powerful, or famous, but the poor, those who mourn, and the persecuted. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.